We're being tyrannised by numbers. That's according to author David Boyle. He believes that many large organisations and even countries control people by reducing what they do to numbers.
In a way, numbers are instead of being able to see face to face what's going on. And the problem with them is that the really important things you can't count, love, health, education, knowledge. What you end up counting is things like disease or exam passes. The really important things in life can't be reduced in that way. So that's why it's a tyranny, I think.
On the other hand, by using numbers, it means that you and I can communicate in an easy way because we can quantify it and we both get exactly the same picture if we use a number to do that. So surely numbers actually do have a very good role to play and we should be using them.
Yes, I mean, I wouldn't want to say that I was anti-numbers or something or want to invent them or anything like that. Numbers are incredibly useful. But when you use them in the way that politicians or managers use them, then in fact they will always be very inaccurate. If you're measuring health, for instance, the official statistics might just measure, exactly their definition of what this disease is. Oh, they fall into the category of asthma, or do they fall into the category of autism or something like that. So, you know, when you're talking about numbers, they're a very different thing to when you're actually pinning down what an official statistic is. In fact, it's a delusion to think that we're communicating very closely with numbers. You have to get very much more deeply into it and say, oh, what do you mean by this?
If by their very nature certain things can't be measured, like how good you actually feel about yourself in terms of your health or about how much love there is and those kinds of things, then if they can't be measured, how can we measure them and therefore make use of them? Or do we have to just say, well, are we generally feeling good? Yeah, great, that's enough.
I think there is a middle way which we need to move towards, and that's to have smaller institutions and have smaller scale government. And if I know the local headmaster, I know how good he is, I know the teachers are like, if I know that from personal experience, then I'm not going to need league tables in order to tell me. So a lot of these things are because of our disconnection with government, because everything is run, for instance, from Whitehall. So everything is run on a sort of approximation to the reality, because that's what the official statistics say. But if we know what our local institutions are like, we know our police are doing a good job because we can see what crime there is. Okay, numbers can always take us by surprise. And that's why you need to carry on counting. But don't ever let's think that they're actually giving a picture of reality. And we live in a sort of culture which is organised by numbers, then you live in a virtual world, really. And one where everything is sort of terribly approximate. Things a bit like the emperor's new clothes. You can always say, oh yes, the exam results are good, but is the education any good? You can always say that about any statistic.
If you're talking about having smaller institutions and kind of living more locally, how would that actually work? Because presumably we've gone the route we've gone because there are lots of benefits to having things that are centralised.
I think the benefits of centralisation are very debatable. Actually, things don't work when they're very big. That's why we end up with these vast number screeds of targets and indicators that the government produces. You know, 6,000 new government targets in Tony Blair's first term. There is something in the relationship between a pupil and a teacher, or between a doctor and a patient, which you can't reduce to numbers. And it's actually in that human relationship that makes these things work. And nothing the government does or doesn't do will make any difference to that. If you get the right people in the job and locally, you get them the freedom to use their experience, then the thing will work. And if you don't, then no amount of government targets or statistics or counting will make any difference.
Do you think we're moving in that direction?
Well, I think we're going to have to, because without that, I think government is powerless. And I think the failure of the target and indicator culture makes that clear, just how powerless central government is without frontline staff, without local people to make things work. You know, look at the police, for instance. The police don't stop crime. We know that. We've seen there's research all over the world that shows that. What actually stops crime is people looking out around their neighbourhood, looking out for their neighbours, having the nerve to intervene when they see people hanging around, and the kind of society which supports that. That's what prevents crime. And so, you know, the more you look at the crime statistics and think that's somehow the fault of the police, well, of course, the police can do things about it. But in the end, they can only win by making things work with local people. And I think we'll be moving into a new way of doing these things, which accepts that and therefore are able to make a difference on these intractable issues.
Do you think ultimately we'll almost get rid of this whole idea of statistics in the end?
I don't think we will, because statistics allow us to take situations by surprise. We thought there was a certain way and then we count them. And knowing that, of course, there are an awful lot of inaccuracies in that, they still will allow us to take the thing, look at it from the other point of view, for example. So numbers are very useful. The difficulty is when you start to run the whole of life like numbers, or you reduce people to numbers, when life and people and humanity will always burst through the statistics. That's the difficulty.
That's David Boyle. His book, The Tyranny of Numbers, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.